You're listening to Coffee with Innovate Finance, where we speak with experts from the industry on the changing face of financial services and the future of fintech and financial innovation. I am Rashi Pandey, Head of Membership and Growth, and I'm very pleased to welcome Howard Wimpery, who is basically the KYC Transformation Director at Encompass Corporation. So as you know, KYC regulation is evolving, and so are the cost and the impact on the global financial industry. Encompass's intelligent process automation platform for KYC dramatically improves the client experience and significantly speeds up the KYC processes. So thank you so much for joining us today, Howard.
Yeah, welcome. Good to meet you.
Perhaps you can tell us a bit more about yourself and your background and what exactly your current role entails as the KYC Transformation Director.
Great. Thanks, Rashi. So, yeah, I have 40 years experience working across banks, typically in the operations functions, but also had a client relationship role within that time as well. I had stayed with one organization for the significant part of that career, and I had a great time discovering all the sorts of different disciplines. I centered upon operations because I found the opportunity to change things really, really insightful and really energizing for me. And in my last 5 years at the last major bank I worked at, I ran a financial crime operations utility for the entire group. That covered things like sanction screening, transaction monitoring. And I also got the opportunity to run the onboarding function and the refresh function for the corporate investment bank. And that's where I realized quite how much opportunity there was for transformation within the KYC field. And my role at Encompass. So I chose this role at Encompass for a number of reasons. One, because it focuses on the bit I got my energy from. It focuses on that transformation part of the old roles that I've had. It happened to be with an organization that I had become aware of and worked with in my previous role, and I actually bought their platform. So I knew the organization very well. And what it allows me to do is to focus my entire time working with clients, mostly our banks across the globe, and help them transform their KYC operations using the Encompass platform, and helping them just evolve the process and deliver some real benefits back into their operation, back into their stakeholders, and most crucially for the members of staff that operate this process within their teams.
It's very interesting, you know, how you said about the fact that you like changing things. And I think fintech is probably the perfect industry to be in. And, you know, especially with KYC, a lot of people just don't don't pay that much attention on how it can, you know, improve. So it's absolutely wonderful to see what you guys are doing at Encompass. So, you know, for our listeners, can you share what is Encompass's, you know, vision and mission, and what problems are you really trying to solve?
Yeah, thank you. So Encompass was formed in Australia in 2011 with the expressed intention of enabling regulated organizations to comprehensively detect and prevent financial crime and therefore reduce regulatory risk. How the Encompass platform does that, because it transforms a regulatory compliance process that governs how we onboard clients and how we refresh those clients' profiles on a continuous basis using live data from across the globe. And as an organization, Encompass has grown rapidly in those 11 years. We've now got offices across the globe in Amsterdam, Belgrade, Glasgow, London, New York, Sydney, and Singapore.
That sounds really cool. And I was going to say, I was in New York earlier this year, and I met your colleagues in New York. So that was absolutely amazing. You guys are truly, truly global. So what do you think are the main challenges that banks are facing at the moment when it comes to KYC?
Okay, so let me first set some context, and then I'll bring out what I see as being the three key areas of challenge. Yeah. So if you're a global bank performing KYC due diligence on corporate clients, you typically have 100 or so, or hundreds of analysts. These analysts must access multiple external data sources as well as internal data sources, with the aim of identifying a number of facets, principally the ultimate beneficial owner, the corporate hierarchies. You need to screen those owners and people of control to see whether they're politically exposed individuals or whether there are any sanctioned individuals in there. And all of that is a very complicated and expensive process. So the key challenges that brings out are one of productivity. So if you look at the amount of work that a KYC analyst completes in any given day, productivity just isn't at a level that anyone is comfortable with. That resource is expensive, and the demand for it just keeps going up as firms onboard more and more clients and regulation increases. That just adds to the demand and the demand pressure on a precious resource. Then you get the accuracy challenge. The process today is inherently manual. And when you have a manual process that accesses very significantly broad range of data sources, it's prone to error and inconsistencies. And so the way that banks deal with that error and inconsistency is to overlay the process with a very significant amount of resource to control it, to check the process in the production line, so the maker checker process, and also to have post completion quality assurance processes in place. And then, so you've got productivity, accuracy, and then finally the one which is closest to my heart was the job satisfaction challenge. So for the people that are involved in the process, in those operations teams, like the one I used to run, the pressure to complete new client onboarding from the front office is very significant. The need for high levels of accuracy of the work leads to very significant pressures on those people. It leads to low satisfaction, high staff turnover rates, and finding and replacing good KYC analysts is a very difficult process. If they're involved with the refreshing of KYC cases, which is that periodic review of a KYC profile over, and typically this would be every 1 year, 3 years, or 5 years. The issue there is it can be quite a soul-destroying process because there are very low levels of change, material change discovered in that review versus the amount of effort required to establish that no change here. So that means it's like cracking rocks, and it's a difficult job. And the danger is that when change is discovered, it can be missed because, frankly, people can't really see the wood for the trees.
That is quite extensive, and you basically covered the productivity problem, the accuracy problem, as well as the job satisfaction problem. A lot of times, you don't even think about how this is affected, right? But especially with KYC. So now that, we've covered the challenges, thank you very much for explaining it so thoroughly. Mm-hmm. What can banks do to solve these problems? And what are the main benefits for banks embarking on a KYC transformation project?
The biggest change that banks can make in terms of transforming this is about injecting new technology leading to automation of significant parts of the process. If you do that, you can create efficiency from the resources you've got. You can create capacity. And what banks then choose to do with that capacity is really down to them. But there's a significant amount of heavy lifting that can be removed from that process through the use of automation. So if I was to give an example that the KYC analyst today has to undertake multiple searches of multiple data sources, all of that work can be automated such that it's set out against a set of prescribed rules, and the collection of that data can be undertaken in a matter of minutes versus the number of hours that goes on today. So there's an efficiency play that you can get benefit from. More importantly, however, there's an effectiveness play here as well, which can also be significantly improved as automation creates consistency and closer adherence to the bank's KYC policy, which can then, in turn, it can reduce the amount of required overhead of control that is currently placed into that process. And if you have a higher quality process, the threat of non-compliance and sanction from regulators also diminishes. I think another opportunity that exists through transformation of the process is actually to re-enliven the analyst's role and pivot the role away from being a data gatherer with a small amount of analysis to become a much more broader risk manager role, who can be directed to where the risk is likely to be present and away from those cases where there's no material change. I think you can also, as a significant additional client benefit, you can really remove a lot of the friction that exists in the current process through the reduction of outreach. And you do that by making sure that all publicly available data that can be accessed is routinely accessed. And if you do that, then you don't need to knock on the door of the client to ask for that data. And then finally, I would say that the other key point of transforming the process is that faster completion of the case, well, certainly for the new onboarding cases, means that revenue flows much faster than it currently does today. And all of these benefits can be achieved through the adoption of new technologies, such as the Encompass platform, which has got access to trusted data sources across the globe, and it's got the capability to automate the collection, discovery, and presentation of all the required data for any KYC case.
That was very interesting. But, you know, you spoke about, you know, automation as well as, you know, transformation and, you know, being effective and efficient. You know, when we speak about this in theory, of course, it sounds, you know, great. But can you give me also a real life example to go with everything that you've said?
Yeah, for sure. And you're absolutely right. I mean, the theory of this is much easier to achieve than the reality of the transformation. And I think it would be right of me to say that transforming a process as complex as this is a series of small wins that leads to a significantly better outcome. This isn't a silver bullet opportunity. This is very much a journey of incremental benefits. But if I was to take a real example of a client we've worked with, who's a tier one US bank, we've transformed their refresh of their KYC processes. What the activity that we've automated is that ultimate beneficiary owner discovery, the screening of all of the identified owners, visualizing their hierarchy of the ownership of that organization, validating the information across multiple data sources, creating an auditable case, and uploading that data into their client life cycle management system. Now, that used to take them anywhere up to 10 hours to complete those tasks. And we've helped them transform that task down to just 8 minutes now.
Transforming it down to 8 minutes, that is significant. That's well done, guys. I mean, and see that you guys are working with tier one banks globally. That's wonderful. So, you know, a little bit of future gazing, looking into the future, what do you think the future state of Know Your Customer technology is?
So I think the future state of it is to embrace the existing technology and take it on a to another level. And if you can imagine a world where rather than looking at every case to find the exceptions where material change has occurred, where material risk arises, you could allow technology to undertake that process for you and actually scan the horizon for all the data points that you need to compare them, make an assessment about if there is any change. If there's change, is it material change? And then where material change is identified, you just simply pass those cases out for analyst review. And that turns the process completely on its head, because today analysts have to review every case looking for the change, where in most cases the change is exceptionally rare to in the totality of the caseload. Technology will help you focus on every case where change has been detected, and therefore the role of the investigator, the analyst, becomes much richer. They spend more time doing smart work, less time doing dumb work.
Howard, that was very, very interesting. And I think you ended it really well, because we do end up doing so much admin tasks, which can be automated. And it's absolutely wonderful to see that you're looking at things which we don't think about it in our day-to-day life, and transforming, tier one banks with these processes is really commendable.
Thank you. And I think there's another way which I could add, that we could also envisage the process being in the future. I think there is actually an opportunity to take a broader focus away from singularly focused on KYC and AML considerations, and evolving the role into a broader risk manager role that starts to undertake the review of a client for other risks as well as the AML and the KYC risk. So, for example, as banks evolve their view of ESG and the requirements that they have for assessing the risk of the ESG risk of their clients, today it's very focused on a few industries, but I can envisage a world where there's a much broader assessment undertaken, and there'll be a very natural fit in my mind for that ESG risk to form part of this KYC risk. And then the perhaps is a little more fanciful, but I think if we truly transform the KYC process, the crowning glory will be seeing the KYC function being seen as an enabler for revenue and customer insights, rather than, frankly, as it's probably seen today by most parts of every organization, as a tax on revenue. So I hold a high hope that we can make some real benefits and changes to the way in which that whole function is seen across every bank.
You know, Howard, you're playing a key role and a very instrumental role in that. And we would love to see that happen with you as well. And I'm sure it's going to be a change in the industry and a revenue driver, just like you said. And before I let you go, Howard, is there anything else you want to conclude with our audience, and perhaps any exciting news coming up for Encompass? Anything you'd like to share?
Thank you. And it's been fun having this conversation. I appreciate the opportunity to have the discussion. I think the last point I'd make is that transformation is not an overnight success. It takes sustained effort. It takes dedicated resource, particularly on behalf of their client, because we provide an enabling, we're like a catalyst, but actually driving out those benefits is something which relies upon the client to be fully engaged. And that's how I spend my time, is helping those clients make sure they generate the best benefits. My personal view is that I think that move to that continuous assessment of KYC risk is becoming a near-dated opportunity for people. And I think that the developments we've got within the Encompass platform will help facilitate that in the short term. So it's been great talking to you today, Raji. Thank you.
Likewise, Howard. And I love the fact that you said sustainable. You know, it everything is about that, right? We have to go at it. It's not an overnight success, but as long as we keep going, you know, more power to you and to the team at Encompass. And thank you so much for speaking with us today so passionately about KYC. Thank you.
Good. That's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And thank you once again to all our listeners tuning into Coffee with Innovate Finance. Do look out for upcoming episodes and follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn for more on our events and programs. And as always, until next time, please take very good care of yourselves.